Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. And today's teaching is our 100th episode. That's 100 times we have presented teachings on Blog Talk Radio for our listeners. So today is a great day, and we're going to focus on salvation. Now, this is Brother Grant. I am Brother Grant, and good evening. So, this is an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm excited to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to help you and I live a successful Christian life. And our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God for ourselves so that we can understand what we have learned and apply the Word to our daily living. Now, application, that's the key word. And we do two things and only two things. We teach the Word of God and serve the less fortunate. Now, we broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on blogtalkradio.com at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. And today we're going to focus on salvation because God wants us to win in life. Now, do not let your circumstances get in the way of your salvation. Remember, it is your salvation. Now, this year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, who He is and the role He wants to play in our lives today. And this is our 31st teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, who is the third person of the Trinity. Now, the Trinity is the Christian Godhead theory, which is there is one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son of God. Now, the Godhead theory is very similar to our own human identity theory. So that being said, you will see, my name is Artis Grant Jr., and I'm the son of Artis Grant Sr., the father of Aaron and John Grant, and the son of Maddie Grant. So what I've said is, to break this down into the terms of the Trinity theory, is at the same time, I'm a junior, I'm a father, and I'm a son. So likewise, God is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So I hope this little analogy helps to clarify the Godhead theory for those of you who are not familiar with our terms. So amen, because did you know God sent His Spirit to carry on the work of Jesus Christ in me and you? It is a setup for you that I have everything that we need to live in victory. Here at Church Lady Ministries, our goal is to provide Bible training that will help us live a very victorious life. And can you use a little more victory in your life? We are here to support you in obtaining your victory. Now, our ministry background is, this is our 100th teaching, and we've been on the air at Blog Talk Radio since 2013. So we've been on blogtalkradio.com for that long. And currently, we have 100 published episodes, including today, available for your listening and learning in our library. So, for you to use all past teachings, they are available on demand, which means you can listen to our program at any time. We are available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, which means all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. Now, you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and help the less fortunate. Our ministry is good soil to sow your financial seeds of giving to support the teaching of the gospel and to serve the less fortunate. Now, our ministry background is a little different. And don't be confused, because some people think this is a ladies-only ministry. But it is not. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless population in Tacoma and Seattle, Washington, for many years. And she's also done international evangelism in Russia, Africa, and Korea. So the name church lady was given to Minister Artist by homeless people to whom she ministered. They could not remember her name, so they just started calling her church lady. And thus we have Church Lady Ministries. As I said, we do two things. We teach the Bible and serve the less fortunate, who are homeless, men, women, and children. Church Lady Ministries is called to present the good news, because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open the walls of the prison to those that are bound. Church Lady is one of the Northwest's leading anointed practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with the call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves God, and she loves to see people have their lives changed for the better through a personal relationship with Christ. The Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics, and she focuses on helping you to know God for yourself, which will result in your transformation. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively illustrated messages, Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. So as I said, we serve the less fortunate, and our ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, to heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. We serve the homeless men, as well as women and children in our local battered women's shelter." The minister, Artist Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with the Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. And as you look, if you're using a computer screen, you will be able to see inspirational clip art, and you will find our ministry contact information. So we invite you to become a Church Lady Ministries partner, and you can do that for just $9.99 a month and have a great opportunity to help us help you share the good news of Jesus Christ and to serve the less fortunate. To become a ministry partner, you can call us today, or you can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we will send you a ministry partner package. The Church Lady Ministries is a Spirit-filled ministry, and we operate in the power and the fruit of the Holy Spirit for the purpose of Bible teaching and serving the less fortunate. Now, today, we're going to learn how to focus and win for your salvation. This is our focus on episode 100. As I said, focus on salvation. So now, let us join Church Lady for today's teaching. So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Hey, Brother Grant, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. It's 100.
It is 100, and you know, it's just unbelievable that we have done 100 episodes. It is awesome to know that we have been at this since 2013, and we've got a library of teaching material, Bible teaching material, that covers the person of Jesus Christ and getting to know the Holy Spirit. That is phenomenal to know that we've had the opportunity to minister in using this platform and to touch the lives of so many people. It is just a great honor. Great honor.
Yes, amen.
Well, good afternoon, listeners. How are you guys doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. Today, our focus is on salvation. This is our 100th episode, and we're going to talk about salvation. But we're going to talk about salvation in a little different manner than what we usually do. We usually have a real structured teaching format that includes the scripture, the background, the teaching, the summary, the closeout. Well, today we're going to do things just a little different. This is our 100th episode, and we are celebrating. We're celebrating the opportunity to minister the gospel of love, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to the world. So again, thank you for joining us. Many, many years ago, like in 2008 when we started out in ministry, we started out doing what's called Hosanna Notes. And Hosanna Notes were one-page biblical teaching that we gave out to homeless people at their request. Most of you know that I've done street ministry for many years, and the homeless people whom we had the opportunity to minister to wanted a copy of the sermons to take with them so they'd have the word to inspire them throughout the week. Thus, we have Hosanna Sermon Notes. So what we did is, from each sermon, we prepared a one-page document called Sermon Notes. And we gave them out to the homeless people to encourage them. Well, in going through our library of teachings, came across some things that will help us with looking at salvation. In April 2008, we did a sermon note on prodigal sons and daughters come home. And, you know, one of the things that is so mind-boggling is the Bible is not written to the non-believer, but it's written for the believer. And there are a lot of believers out there that have disconnected in their relationship when it comes to God. And some of those people who've disconnected are homeless, broken, alcoholics, drug addicts, people who are mentally ill, former veterans. We're talking about people that were once in relationship with God, people who had confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Now, there's some of us out here today. We've confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior, but we're kind of prodigals. And so in the sermon that we did in April 2008, titled Prodigal Sons and Daughters Come Home, we asked the question, do you ever feel like it's too late? Too late to go back to school? Too late to have children? Too late to find love? Too late to say I'm sorry? Too late to turn your life around? To learn something new? To get a new job? Do you ever feel like it's too late? You know, that same question is appropriate today. Do we feel like it's too late? Hey, if you have your Bible handy, go ahead and pull your Bible out. Take your Bible out. And I want you to look at the story of the prodigals. That's found in Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. The scripture reads, "Then he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he's asking his dad for his inheritance ahead of time. So the father divided to him his livelihood. So the father gave to him his inheritance. And not many days after, the young man gathered all of his friends and his stuff, and he journeyed, and he went out, and he partied. And then he found himself in a place where he'd lost it all. And he didn't have enough money to eat. after struggling for a very long time, he decided to go back home because he felt that being a servant in his father's house was better than the situation that he found himself in. Now, you know, this story about the prodigal kind of is about our lives. You know? God has given each one of us a life to live. And we are free to determine how to live our lives. We're free to determine how to live our lives. I know what it feels like to be a prodigal. Lately, I've been looking at my life and I've kind of felt like a good portion of my life that I've wasted. I've wasted working on jobs just to pay the bills, which is a good thing, mind you. But being in environments in which I was tolerated instead of being celebrated. Can anybody out there relate to that? Are you in a situation where you're being tolerated instead of celebrated? Well, you know, I now know that it's not too late to change. It's not too late to change. We are good enough. Yes, we've made some bad choices. Yes, we aren't from the best families in the world. But you know, there's this thing called sin. And all of us have a little bit of it. But the God that we served has made a way for us to repent from sin and enter into salvation. Salvation is about being saved from something. And in my case, that something was being saved from myself. Is there anybody out there that needs to be saved from themselves? Salvation is about confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Confess, that means say something. And receiving him into our hearts. God made it easy for us to be saved. And like the prodigals, we can make mistakes, but we can always come back home. God has made a way for us to be born again, for us to be healed, for us to be free in Christ. God has made a way for us to have access to the kingdom of heaven. Access to the kingdom of heaven. We're talking about God, and we're talking about his response to us when we were in situations that weren't too lovely. His response was, I love you, and I'm making a way for you to be with me. I'm making a way for you to be saved. I'm making a way for you to be set free. God has made a way for you and I to be free from oppression. He's made a way for us to be free from the issues of life. He's made a way for us to be free from anger, from cruelty, from gossip, from superstition. God's made a way for us to be free. You know, being oppressed is like being in bondage. It's like being a mummy in a tomb. And what that bondage does, what the residue of sin does, is it wraps us up so tight that we cannot move. See, God knew that we were going to need some help. Sin wraps us so tight that we can't move. But God is able, by the blood of Jesus, to unwrap us from bondage. He's able to take away bondage that we've carried with us for years and to set us free. He sets us free because he loves us. He sets us free because he adores us. He sets us free because he is Lord God Almighty. You know, the Bible is a good news book. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples. So once we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, receiving the word of God helps us to become followers of God. Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're talking about being free from bondage, being free from sin, being free from the past, being free from hurt, being free from disappointment. Jesus said that you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make us free. And how do we get free? We get free by the word of God. Jesus goes on to say that, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. And being set free from sin, you become slaves to righteousness, slaves to what is good, slaves to what pleases God. This very moment, you and I are free, according to the word of God. We've confessed Jesus as Lord and Savior. We received him into our heart. And now we're grabbing hold of this word. And this word says that if you abide in my word, right now we're abiding in the word. And we'll continue to abide in the word daily. And through the abiding in the word, we become free. Free. Free to love. Free to be happy, free to be healthy, free to have good relationships, free, a kind of freedom that money cannot buy. We've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We've made a commitment to reading the Word of God. Now, there's an exciting part about salvation that's not talked much about, and that's that born-again piece. You see, when I receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, we become born again. Born again. The new birth experience is covered in the book of John, chapter 3, verses 3, 4, 5, and 6. The Bible says, in reply, Jesus declared, this is Jesus talking now. He says, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. I tell you the truth. No one enters into the kingdom of God unless he is born of water, as baptism, and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh. Watch this. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. The new birth experience is a spiritual experience, which is a born-again experience. When we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and we repent of our sins, we become children of God. At that point, we are part of God's kingdom. At that point, we are heaven-bound. Accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior entitles us to receive the spiritual life. And we receive that from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the eternal Spirit, and he gives eternal life. Before we are born again, before we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, we are not conscious of spiritual things. But when we receive the Holy Spirit, our spirits are born and we are open to the things of God. Have you ever heard someone say, I read my Bible, but it does not make sense? Or heard somebody say, the Bible's boring, Well, the reason they can't understand what the Bible says is because the Bible is a spiritual book and not an intellectual book. And when we are born again, when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we receive the capacity to understand spiritual things. When we're born again, we receive spiritual ability by the Holy Spirit. He gives us spiritual sight to see into the spiritual realm, to hear into the spiritual realm, to read the Word of God and understand what it's saying. In the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 2, the disciples asked the new believers, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" And they answered no. They answered no. They said, "No, we've never heard of the Holy Spirit." They said they had never heard of the Holy Spirit. Never heard of the Holy Spirit. This year, we have been on a path to know the Holy Spirit and the role that He has in our lives today. See, God just doesn't save us, but God saves us, and then He sent the Holy Spirit to help us to live the Christian life. The Holy Spirit is here to help you and I live the Christian life. He is here to help us to understand what the Bible says. He's here to lead and guide us into all truth. Jesus said that flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit. And then one of the religious leaders asked Jesus, "Well, how can I be born again?" See, this man was mixing the natural birth with the spiritual birth. Jesus clearly separates what happens in the flesh is flesh, and what happens in the spirit is spirit. Being born again does not take away from our natural lives. However, being born again, receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, studying our word, getting set free, gives us access to spiritual things. Now, the spiritual things that I'm talking about are the fruits of the Christian life. There should be some fruit coming out of all of us. The fruits of the Holy Spirit include love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness, which are the fruit of God's Spirit. See, God saves us, and then He teaches us His ways. And as we study His Word, we start to take on the behaviors that are pleasing to God. We're talking about being born again. We're talking about being saved. Being saved, salvation, being saved from ourselves, being saved for purpose, being saved for destiny. And ultimately, we're talking about being heaven bound. Isn't that interesting? God has provided everything that you and I need for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He's provided everything that you and I need for us to have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Wow. I shared with you earlier, today's program is going to be a little different. Brother Grant is on the line, and I want to give him an opportunity to share with you what's on his heart during our 100th episode. What's on his heart? Brother Grant?
Yes?
How you doing?
We're doing wonderful.
Do you have anything that you would like to share at this point in the program in regard to salvation and God's plan that he has for us and how everything that we need to be successful he's provided?
Well, you know, I am so happy that you ask, because this is our 100th show. We have done a number of shows. We've had a few downs and we've had many ups, but we have survived and we have gone forward. We've done many activities. We've helped many people. We've seen the joy on faces of men, women, and children. And those that have so little share and show us so much. So for those reasons, that's why we continue and we survive. So our salvation is based upon helping others.
You know, that is so true, Brother Grant, because we always say that out of our Christianity should come services to others. When we look at what Jesus did, Jesus taught and he served. And so that's so powerful how you connected that, because our ministry does two things. We teach the word of God and we serve. Outcome of our Christianity is service to the less fortunate. Is there anything else that you'd like to add in regard to salvation or service to the less fortunate?
Just that we would like to encourage all those that receive our show to share and benefit others, because it is what we do for others that makes us feel good. And how we help helps us. And we all thank you, church lady, for making that possible.
Well, Brother Grant, that is so awesome, because, you know, only what we do for others matters. You know, we can talk about the gospel. We can talk about salvation. We can talk about being baptized. We can talk about a whole bunch of stuff. But what we do for other people is the ministry. Meeting the needs of others. Serving the less fortunate. Showing some kindness. Those are all attributes of God. I'm not saying we're God, so please don't get that twisted, anybody out there. But what I'm saying is that he gives us an example, and we can look at his example of how he loves and he cares as our example. And you know, the icing on the cake is that God saves us, cleans us up, teaches us, helps us to serve others, and then he prepares a place for us. He prepares a place for us. And, you know, oftentimes I have met Christians that were afraid when death knocked on the door. They were afraid. And part of that, I believe, has to do with not being rooted in the Word. Because the Word of God tells us our end. Christ suffered for the just and the unjust. Salvation is available to everyone. And for those of us who have confessed Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we've got access to heaven. We are kingdom people and we are kingdom bound. The Bible promises you and me, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, He gave the right to become children of God. We are children of God. And we are heaven bound. So if today is our last day on earth, and it's time to meet God, we're ready. We're ready. We are heaven bound people. And the only thing that keeps one from going to heaven is our sinful nature, and that we decline to have a relationship with God. The Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's Romans chapter 3, verse 23. That means everybody. We can't save ourselves. However, it is the grace of God that saves us. God loves you and he loves me. And Jesus died so that we would have access to heaven. So what do we have to do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're saved. Confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. Receive him into our heart. Get baptized, you know, dipped in water, just like that little boy on the East Coast. He was just so excited about it. The pastor was going through the normal verbiage, and the little boy took a deep breath, and he said, okay, I'll do it, and he dived in. Let's you and I dive in. Let's dive into our Christianity. Let's dive into our relationship with God. Let's say, okay, Lord, I'll do it. Say, okay, Lord, I want my life to please you. Okay, Lord, I'll do it. And you know, salvation is not just for us, but it's for everyone. And for those of us who do know Jesus as Savior and Lord, now there's an opportunity for us to share with others. We can tell others about Jesus as Savior and Lord and the difference that receiving the Holy Spirit into our lives has made. And we can invite others to go to church with us. And we can invite those who have not been baptized to be baptized as an outward expression of an inward transformation. We can invite people to church. We can invite people to Bible study. We can invite people to listen to Church Lady Now every Wednesday at 5:30.
Or go into our library at any time.
That's a great idea, because Church Lady Now, 100 episodes are now available on demand 24/7. We cover revival, being filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Who is this man Jesus? What's love got to do with it? The fruit of God's Spirit. What to do when trouble comes? We have a library of extensive, practical teaching to help you to grow and to become stronger and to become more victorious in living this life. In summary today, we want to invite you to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior, because he is there, wherever you are. He's here right here with Brother Grant and myself. And he wants to forgive us. And he invites us to be baptized in water and baptized by the Spirit, to allow the Holy Spirit to take us on a Christian journey that is so exciting. We present that there's more to Christianity than we've been taught. God is an exciting God. If you're not certain that you're saved, I want to invite you to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I want you to receive him into your heart. Just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you into my heart. By faith. And this coming Sunday, I want you to go to church. and get some good Bible training by listening to Church Lady Now every week, in addition to going to church on Sunday and other times that your church may have Bible training programs. Faith is about trusting Jesus to save us. This is Church Lady. I have enjoyed today's teaching. This has been completely different than what we normally do in celebration of our 100th episode. And in addition to listening to Church Lady Now, I want you to make a commitment to read your Bible every day. Get a one-year Bible. In 1 year, you can read the Bible from beginning to end. Every day you'll get a Psalms, a Proverbs, an Old Testament, and a New Testament. You can start at any time. You can start today. 1 year Bible is a very inexpensive paperback book, and there are lots of them at the used bookstore. This is Church Lady saying thank you for listening to us and celebrating our 100th episode. Now let's go back to Brother Grant.
And before we leave the air today, we must give a shout out to Sister Alice, our
secretary and
treasurer for Church Lady Ministries.
Yes, she is.
Hello.
Hey, Alice.
Alice.
She said, hey, hey, everybody.
Alice is a visiting.
Yay!
So before we say goodbye, we want to bless you with our perpetual prayer for each of our lists. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. And as we said, this was our 31st teaching in our series of Come Holy Spirit and our 100th episode on Church Lady Ministries. And so with that, on blogtalkradio.com, we want to thank you. Now, you can contact us and you can follow us on social media. And our social media contact information is blogtalkradio.com. And then you go in and you put Church Lady Now in the search engine. And you can follow us. You can also go to Facebook. And you can go to Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. You can inbox us, like us, and follow us. And if all else fails, you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Now, if you're old-fashioned, you can always call us at area code 253-472-6213 Monday through Thursday, or you can call anytime and leave a message, and we'll call you back. So we invite you to join us next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time for Church Lady Ministries. And remember, if you want to become a ministry partner, please call us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information, because our goal is to help you learn a successful and victorious Christian life. So again, thank you for joining Church Lady Now, and this is Brother Grant saying have a blessed day.